Today on Gardening in a Minute, putting your yard on paper. Before creating a new design for your landscape, it's a good idea to put a few things down on paper. Start with the survey you received when you purchased your home. It'll provide basic measurements for your property lines and the house. Then measure the locations or other elements like trees, shrubs, and any hardscaping. Have a friend help by holding one end of a measuring tape and be sure to keep it level, straight, and tight. To get accurate measurements, you can use tricks like right angle measurements and triangulation. Don't forget to locate overhead features like tree canopies and power lines, since these must be considered during the design phase. Once you have a bird's eye view of your property sketched out on paper, you'll be ready to start designing. For more information about landscape design and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, using turf wisely. A lawn can be an appealing element in a home landscape and provides important benefits, like reducing stormwater runoff and cleaning the air, but it's important to use turf wisely. Maintaining a healthy lawn requires mowing, fertilization, irrigation, and generally some pest management, so include only as much grass as you can maintain. Lawn grasses are all Florida-friendly when used appropriately, so make sure you choose a grass that's suited to your soil type and amount of sunlight and that matches the amount of work you want to put into your lawn. Turf grass typically won't thrive in heavy shade, so consider using ground covers or mulch in those areas. So use turf grass where it makes sense, and you'll be conserving resources and contributing to a better environment. For more information about turf grass, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, leatherleaf mahonia. Leatherleaf mahonia is a unique plant that looks like it could come from a Dr. Seuss book. This small shrub produces sprays of gray-green, holly-like leaves that extend from the stems in distinct horizontal layers. In late winter, leatherleaf mahonia blooms with clusters of fragrant yellow flowers. By summer, these mature into small grape-like fruits that birds love to feed on. Leatherleaf mahonia can be planted in north or central Florida in full or partial shade and should be watered until established. After that, this Florida-friendly plant should be drought-tolerant. Create a denser shrub by pruning back the tallest stems in early spring to encourage new growth at the base. So to add great texture to your garden, look no further than leatherleaf mahonia. For more information about leatherleaf mahonia and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, creative recycling in the landscape. If you have a whimsical or crafty side, you might enjoy recycling household objects into functional landscape components. For example, an old box spring can easily be turned into a quaint trellis for vining plants, or you can dress up a worn metal coat rack with ivy or a hanging birdhouse. Transform old tires into affordable planters by painting them and filling them with bright flowers. A few snips with a pair of scissors will turn mini blinds left over from a home makeover into handy plant labels. You can even serve up tired flatware as a tinkling wind chime on a porch or by a window. The sky's the limit when it comes to recycling in the landscape, so look around for raw materials and let your imagination go. For more information about garden recycling and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, chainsaw maintenance. A chainsaw can make light work of heavy pruning, and like any garden tool, it needs proper maintenance. Keeping the chain sharp is essential. You can sharpen it yourself, but many people prefer to let a professional do the job. You should also check the tension of the chain often, since it will stretch with use. Your owner's manual will explain how. Many saws automatically apply bar oil to the chain to keep it running smoothly, so remember to fill the reservoir as needed. Don't forget that the spark plug, air filter, and other parts in the engine will need periodic servicing. Finally, prevent future engine problems by emptying the fuel before you store the saw for long periods of time. Follow these tips, and your chainsaw will be ready when you need it. For more information about maintaining tools and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.